96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Can eating better make you healthier? Well, it certainly can't hurt. We know that poor eating habits can be detrimental to your health, but how do you eat better to live better? Well, my guests have a lot to say about that. Judy Kaplan is with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Dr. Rovinia Brock, Dr. Roe, is the author of Dr. Roe's 10 Secrets to Living Healthy. And Doris McMillan is with the Women's Business Owners of Prince George's County. She's talking about developing a healthier lifestyle for busy women. We're talking about this tonight. You can give me a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Dr. Roe, Doris, Judy, thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for inviting us.
It was a pleasure.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about eating. We hear a lot of information from Weight Watchers to pushing back from the table to cutting out the fried stuff to cleansing, for lack of a better term, you know, as a way to really help us have a healthier lifestyle to eat better. Judy, I'll start with you. Rule of thumb, what do people need to do to eat better, to be healthier?
First of all, there's so much information out there today. People are confused.
Tons.
You brought up cleanses. People don't know, should they be paleo? Should they be juicing, smoothing, cleansing? I think people need to get back to some common sense. Mm-hmm. Start thinking about what's real food, real wholesome food. So the first thing is people have to want to eat healthier. And most people are really busy today, but you can start with one simple thing. So in the morning, if you're going to have some kind of carbohydrate, make it a whole grain. Start with something concrete. And if you're going to order a sandwich at lunch, order it on whole grains. So just, I think, one small step at a time is the way to go, rather than, you know, take one giant fell swoop. I'm going to change everything, because that doesn't work. People fall back into old habits.
Dr. Roe, you know that chicken boxes are selling like hotcakes. And, you know, hotcakes.
You went there.
I did go there.
They are. And fish ones, too.
Without a doubt. And, you know, I always say, you know, fast food is the devil. But, you know, it's easy. It's cheap. People are on the go. So if someone is going to do the fast food thing, do you have any quick recommendations? What kind of food should they eat?
I'm with Judy. I think she really laid it out there. And it works in the fast food lane as well. Keep it simple. So rather than go for the combo, you know, have a sandwich and a salad, if you're watching your weight, it could be that, and in our community especially, it could be that maybe you're insulin sensitive, and maybe you want to, you know, cut the amount of bread that you consume, particularly bread that is not whole grain. And I would even take it a step further to say, go with sprouted grains. That's a whole other conversation. But if you're you know, traveling in the fast food lane, you definitely want to stay away from, you know, the sugary drinks. So you can't have like the 32-ounce or 22-ounce soda. Go with water. Go with salad, and go with a basic sandwich rather than a double-decker sandwich or a giant sandwich. I'm not saying you can never put another French fry in your mouth, but for mm-hmm. God's sakes, let's go with a small order, and let's make the trips infrequent.
There you go. And speaking of traveling in the fast lane, even if it's not the fast food lane, you know, there's an event, and it's coming up, and Doris is going to be there, and she's going to be talking about a healthier lifestyle, which includes what you're eating. So quickly, Doris, tell me about the event and give me the short 15-second speech about what you're going to tell folks about eating.
Well, on May 20th, which would be next Tuesday, the Women Business Owners of Prince George's County will be holding their It's All About Me Business and Wellness Conference. Because as entrepreneurs, those who want to be, and those of us who've been at it for a while, it's not enough just to be making money and to be busy, which we are, but that busyness has translated into us eating poorly, not taking care of ourselves. And so when we do this business conference, we have to have the wellness piece, because if you're not well, you can't do the business, you can't take care of your families, you can't enjoy your life. So on next Tuesday, starting at 8 o'clock, we will be kicking it off at the Woodmore Country Club. We've got a host of workshops for business and then also for the wellness piece. And I have to say this, because when I think about wellness, Judy and I were talking before we came into the studio. Not long ago, I was walking down the street past a plate glass window. For a minute, I thought I was being stalked. But then I realized it was my behind. And it had gotten bigger. And in fact, I had gained like 20 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
And so one of the women who's going to be doing one of our wellness workshops, Candace Camille from Pure Naphoria, it's a wellness bed and breakfast. Mm-hmm. Candace said, you need to come over here and start working out. And I was like, are you kidding me? That's like a dirty word. And I don't use dirty words. Mm-hmm. But because she said, look, get some exercise, watch what you eat, you'll lose the weight. I lost 20 pounds, and I tell Candace, I said, every time I look in my plate, I see your face.
Oh, wow.
You know, but it meant to me as I moved, they tell me I'm a senior citizen now. I don't know what they mean.
I don't know about that. But,
I know the importance of being well and being whole and being fit, and that's very important. That's part of what our conference is about.
And what's the website for information on that?
It's www.wbo.org.
WBO.org. Wonderful. I need to take a break, but when we come back, I want to get into some tough love. You're going to hear some things that you may not be 100% comfortable with, but it doesn't mean that you can't do it, that you can't begin to make a change about what you eat, what you cook, what you buy, and also, gosh, this is so important, to be able to eat in a healthy way and not break the bank. Give me a call if you have any questions. Great experts here. Here's an opportunity. Hey, look, they're here for free, so you want to give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about eating better to live better. My guests are Judy Kaplan. She is with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Dr. Rowe, author of Dr. Rowe's 10 Secrets to Living Healthy. And Doris McMillan with the Women's Business Owners of Prince George's County. She's talking about developing a healthier lifestyle for busy women. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. 7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Marcia, calling from Washington, D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good evening, everybody, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, how are you?
I lost over 50 pounds thanks to the weight management program that I partook in back in 2009.
Good for you.
I've kept my weight off. I've been exercising. I exercise 4 to 6 times a week. I watch what I eat. And you know what? It's a learned behavior. It's a job keeping the weight off. This is a job. It's another job, but it's all worth it. You know, the discipline and focus, and I have everything like Dr. Vo said. Modified. If I want a French fry, I have a French fry. I don't deprive myself, but I don't really eat fast food. I've learned to cook more, so it's much cheaper. Mm-hmm. And you learn how to do different recipes and things. It's very easy if you're focused and disciplined.
What was the hardest thing, Marcia, for you in making this transition from poor eating to healthy eating?
It wasn't really hard for me once I started. Once I once I kept my journal, once I started seeing the weight come off, once my clothes were getting too big, I'm like, oh, okay, I like this. You know, I kept it going, increased my activities, and I started cooking more at home. So then I know what was going in my food. And then the only meat I eat now is fish. I'm almost a vegetarian now. So over the years, every year I cut back and do more for myself to keep myself more healthier.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I really appreciate those encouraging words, Marcia. I have a quick question for you, Dr. Rowe. Okay, what is a sprouted? What did you call a sprouted? What?
Sprouted grains.
Okay, come on now.
Sprouted grains, which have not been processed. You know, we talk a lot about eating whole wheat breads and cereals.
Okay.
And on principle, that's great advice, but the problem is probably 75 to 90% of the wheat that is produced in this country is GMO wheat, which means they genetically modify the grain in order to yield a much, much larger crop.
Okay, let me stop you. I got to stop you, Dr. Rowe, though, because if I'm going to the Safeway or to the Giant, can I find sprouted bread?
You'll find Ezekiel bread.
Now, how much is that going to cost me if I'm feeding kids?
Other brands too. Ezekiel is one of the oldest and recognized brands. It's in my fridge every day. And it's the only bread we consume in this household.
Okay, so help me, because that sounds expensive.
Sounds expensive?
It does. How much? I mean, because if I'm a working class person and I'm trying to make life healthier for my family, and I go into the neighborhood community store and I'm looking for sprouted grains or what have you, if that's a $5 loaf of bread compared to two for $4,
$3.99 depending upon where you shop. If you get to a Trader Joe's, it'll be marked down.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'm saying though, Harold. I understand we're talking to working class folk and people. Many people are struggling with a dollar in this.
Exactly.
Economy.
So help me with that.
Yeah. Having said that though, when and where possible, you will make these kinds of choices. I'm not recommending that everybody have everything organic, that all your food be organic. It's not even necessary. Nor am I saying that you have to have that every meal and that every grain has to be sprouted grains. But let's start to integrate some of these choices into the meal plan.
And that's the point.
When and where affordable. Mm-hmm. I mean, I always tell my patients and tell the public when and where affordable. If you're going to eat red meat, go with grass-fed organic because it is leaner and it is without hormones and antibiotics. And so,
well, hold that point.
You get fat because you ate a product that sort of exacerbated.
Hey,
your weight problem.
Hold the point. I got to take a break. I'll continue with you and everyone else in just a minute. If you were on the line, please don't hang up. Cindy and Annie, stay with me. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a bit. Stay with us. We're going to continue helping you live better by eating better. Stay with us.